Now back to the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener Radio Show, which is presented to you by Power Planter Earth Augers, the official digging tool. To find the right size for your digging project, visit powerplanter.com. Now here are your hosts, Joey and Holly Baird.
Welcome back to the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener Radio Show. Holly, let's go to the hotline and bring in our guest for this week.
Yeah, Emma Toth is a gardener and founder of Food is Free Milwaukee. The mission is to assist Milwaukee residents in creating charitable food gardens that provide free, hyper-locally grown produce to the community while increasing positive neighborhood engagement through food cultivating and harvest sharing. To find out more, you can search Food is Free MKE on Facebook. Welcome to the program, Emma.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, we appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to join us. And even though I want to start out with this, even though you're from, based out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, this, what we're about to talk to you about can be duplicated in every city, village, state, and country in the world.
That is true. And it already has been, actually. We see Food is Free projects, all across the country and the world. It started down in Austin, Texas back in 2009, so it's been going for a long time.
Okay. Now, why did you decide to create the Food is Free Project, and what was your inspiration?
It was an accident, really. I was inspired by how easy it was to get other neighbors to pitch in. I just started kind of growing my own food for myself and my own family the same way anybody does, and I don't know if it was beginner's luck or a result of doing enough research, but I pretty quickly had more food than I knew what to do with, of course, and started putting it out on a little picnic bench in my alley with a spray-painted sign that just said free, and it was really surprising to me to see how quickly the vegetables disappeared and that I wasn't the only person who wanted more of them. And I reached a peak pretty quickly, though, that I was giving away more produce than I wanted. You know, I would have rather kept some of it to myself, but the neighbors were just so grateful. And just about as that peak hit, vegetables I didn't grow started showing up on the bench, and other little things too, like small pots for seeds starting and leftover bagged dirt. And I started realizing that other people wanted to pitch in. And because of that, I was inspired to kind of make a thing about it and start a little organization called Food is Free MKE.
Whenever you saw the items begin to not only disappear, but appear, and of multitude different items, there was that light bulb that came on in your head going, this may have been a happy accident, as many things in life are.
Absolutely, absolutely. I was scared at first that people were going to think I was weird for putting the vegetables out, but when you connect over food, any food, but particularly food that you grew yourself from a seed, and people so quickly start sharing with you why they appreciate that food, whether it is financial reasons that they're dealing with food access struggles or health reasons that they're willing to share with you after only 5 minutes of conversation, it's incredible to see how deep into people's lives, how quickly you can get when you're bonding over the food that you grew.
Well, and that's the thing. Food, and we've heard this for decades, food brings people together, whether there's a barrier of language, color, race, creed, orientation, whatever it is. Food is that magical uniting item that we all have to have and somehow gives us all some peace in some form or fashion.
Absolutely.
Okay, so now we talked about how this isn't just in Milwaukee. What are some great successes, like maybe that you've heard not only in Milwaukee but across the United States, wherever?
Yeah, I've been really inspired by a lot of other Food is Free projects. When that first summer I started growing food, by the end of it, you know, by October, we actually had a little hobby greenhouse donated, and that was really the igniting factor for figuring out how to organize better. And I thought to myself, there's no way I'm the only person doing this. There's just no way. And that's, so I started looking on the internet, and that's when I found the Food is Free Project, and their mission just so perfectly aligned. John is a man who started the Food is Free Project back in 2009 in Austin, Texas. And what he did was he planted a front yard garden, a very public, visible statement, and it was meant to be shared with the community. And by the end of his first season, he had more than half of the houses on his street growing front yard sharing gardens. And that's how the Food is Free Project actually came to be. He ended up inspiring so many other people to take charge in their own community that the project remains open source. And that means each community is encouraged, really, to cater their own project to the needs of their own communities. So out in Tacoma, Washington, they've got a really strong Food is Free Project there, and they deal with a lot of food poverty. So their focus is on turning out the largest amounts of food possible through their connections. Food is Free Albuquerque, they deal with some very interesting situations down there, and they like to focus on gleaning fruit trees. Apparently in Albuquerque, there's a lot of fruit trees that could use some love, and so they've stepped up to take care of redistributing and preserving those fruits that come in. We are really lucky enough as Food is Free MKE to have set an example for a woman named Hillary who lives down in Racine, which is about 30 minutes south of where I currently am. And she kind of looked at what we were doing in our neighborhood and contacted us for a little guidance on establishing Food is Free Racine. And so with our help, she now has a sharing table on her front lawn down in her own hometown. And that's kind of how it's been going on for years now, really.
Well, let's talk about you as a gardener. Now, obviously, you're growing some of the food for obviously your family, but also what you can provide for others. You do such. Where did you always garden, or was the gardening bug kind of started whenever this whole Milwaukee Free MKE kind of started together? Was it a united thing, or had you been gardening before that?
I was a container gardener as a renter. Where I currently live is the first time I've ever owned a house, and as a renter before, I did always do small container gardening, nothing that met any production needs, just, you know, a couple of pots of a couple of plants here and there. But then when I did buy a house and I started looking at what is actually a very tiny urban lot, it looked huge to me. It looked like endless possibilities, and I've never owned land that I didn't have to ask permission to use before. And so I decided that's what I wanted to do, was to the best use of the land that I owned was it was going to produce food for me and my family to eat.
Go ahead.
And it was a lot because we don't have the best access to grocery stores or community gardens or farmers markets around here. It's a lot different than the neighborhood we were used to. And so instead of relying on systems that aren't necessarily in place around here, I just wanted to do it myself.
So the question that I have is, in Milwaukee, for people who are you know, Milwaukee's a cold winter climate, what happens over the winter months? Is there still a free option, or how are you planning on working that into the project?
You know, we were definitely given a curveball this year with the pandemic, just like everybody else was. And we kind of shifted a lot from being a gardening-based organization to one that actually kind of took on the challenge of some larger food access struggles. Pretty quickly, back in April, we opened our space to the donation of non-perishable food items. And by July and August, we were running a refrigerator out there. In September, we built a lean-to shed attached to my garage. And so now we have cabinets. So we're kind of functioning like a little outdoor kitchenette. And while I wish I could tell you that I grew enough food for everybody and we preserved a bunch and we're ready to give it out all winter, we did not. We have not met the need for fresh produce to focus on any sort of preservation, but we are hoping that we can inspire others who might have excess to continue to give, because we have created a space that we intend on running year-round.
And with that space, you were at one point, you were actually being given school supplies, and then you were actually able to give that out to kids who were not able to be able to purchase that because of whatever reason. So you were able to meet a need there, not so much food, but a necessary need for kids of school age.
Yeah, we're really completely led by what the community wants to do. We go in the direction of what comes our way. And I just came out to the donation table one day and all the school supplies were there. And I really didn't even know there would be a need until I put them out, and they were gone so quickly in the middle of the school day on the second day of the school year. So it's really in listening to the community that we realize what we need to do and when.
Well, before we ask you how people can find out more about you, what could you, have you had any resistance of any sort? And what would be one tip for people that you could offer people whom may be wanting to do this, but are like, oh, I don't know. What could you offer them?
It's amazing how little resistance you get if you are just a good neighbor at the base of it all. It seems a little overwhelming to look at it a little far down the line and wanting to make big changes. But at the core of it, when you say your pleases and your thank yous and your smiles and your waves like a good friendly neighbor does, it's really impossible to face opposition to the kind of work that you're doing, in my opinion. That's how it's been going around here, at least.
Right.
I've been able to get away with a pile of mulch spilling halfway into the alley for like 3 months just because I started feeding people and being nice to them. I'm very grateful that my neighbors are supportive of this mission. And it's an honor to allow them the space to pitch in.
Well, that's really, excuse me, that's really awesome. And I just feel like this is such a wonderful project, and I hope that it encourages others to even if they don't set something up, just, you know, think about
being able to donate to somebody who has.
Yeah, donate or just be neighborly or whatever. So how can we find out more about you?
We are on Food is Free MKE is on Facebook and Instagram. We also can be reached through email at foodisfreemke@gmail.com. If you want to find out more about other Food is Free projects across the rest of the country, foodisfreeproject.org is the website for them. And they also have a really active and supportive Facebook group called Food is Free Project, which is how I joined and I became part of that community. So I would suggest you check that out over there too.
Well, Emma, we greatly appreciate the time you've offered us. Those who are in the Milwaukee area, they're listening via podcast or live on the radio, certainly check Emma out. And if you have excess produce or whatever you may have, you can certainly get a hold of her to find out if you can donate it to her project to help others that are less fortunate than you are.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Emma.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.